Adventurous Eaters, the Kirby's Nursery e-newsletter for March 31st, 2022. We are lucky to have a family filled with adventurous eaters, but it wasn't always that way. For most of her life, Kim was a super picky eater. Cheeseburger ketchup only was her standard order for the longest time, and over the years I was always amazed at the number of veggies and fruits she had never tried. I think she was 16 the first time she tried a strawberry, even though she grew up going to the strawberry festival every year. This all ended one night when Abby was a baby and starting to eat solid foods. Kim knew she was picky and didn't want Abby to be that way, so as Abby started eating more and more, we made sure to include a variety of veggies. One evening at dinner, we were having tomatoes, and I was in charge of serving up the plates. I served myself, gave little portions to Abby, and then I piled Kim's plate high with plump, juicy tomatoes. She looked askance at both me and the plate, and I simply said, "If Abby's going to eat it, you are too." And from that day forward, Kim has turned into one of the least picky eaters you'll know. She loves fresh tomatoes, peppers, strawberries, papaya, and has even come around to olives. She is still a little afraid of okra because, as she points out, it is slimy, seedy, and hairy. But last week for her birthday, we proved that as a family we are adventurous eaters. We went to a fabulous French bistro named Chez Colette over near Indian Rocks Beach. We knew we had to order escargot for the girls. Both Abby and Maddie were a little suspicious, but both enjoyed their snails. I think they liked dipping their bread in the herb garlic butter that the snails were in more than the snails themselves, but I'm just proud of them for being willing to try things. Life is so much more interesting when you have a lot of variety in it. What's the strangest food you've ever tried? Now, there is one picky eater that we love to encourage, the butterfly. Few animals are pickier than butterfly caterpillars, with many selecting one plant or family of plants as the only food that they will eat. Take the monarch butterfly, for instance. Its caterpillar will only eat milkweed, nothing else, no matter how similar the leaves look. But we'll live with them being picky eaters because they are amazing miracles of nature. Come out this Saturday for the butterfly seminar at 10 a.m., where you can learn about what you should have in your garden to feed these picky eaters. And of course, we've got all the plants you need, including a fresh batch of tasty milkweed for those monarchs.
Happy gardening, the Kirby's Nursery Family.